Happy Friday, everybody. I do hope you are having a nice Friday. It's 4 p.m. here. I just got home. The weather is terrible. It's pouring down. If my mic was better, you probably could hear the rain on the roof of my house. You probably won't hear it, though. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the rain. So I thought I would do a questionnaire. I was looking on GW Backstage this morning and found one by a Catgirl Detective, which looks pretty good. So yeah, let's just start. So first question, is there something you wish you could get over right now? That's a good question. I wish I could get over my fear of being in a new relationship, I suppose. Not exactly being in a relationship, but putting myself completely out there to start dating. Yeah, I've just had so many bad experiences with online dating sites, and despite doing these audios and what you might believe from them, I don't know. I'm not an easy girl. I don't do one night stands, and these apps are not really for me. And when you are in your late 30s, it's not that easy to meet new people. So, and by the way, I'm not judging if you do one night stands. It's just not for me, but I'm not judging. You do whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with, of course. But I just wish I could get over this fear of putting myself out there. And yeah. Are you an open book, or do you usually keep things bottled up? That's hard. It really depends on the situation. I've learned that it's really not good to keep things bottled up. So I do try to find people who are close to me that I can trust and I can share my problems with, or when I have something that's bothering me, I do try to talk about it instead of keeping things to myself. What's something you've always wanted to say but never had the opportunity to? This is going to be a bit heavy, but this past, let's say, 5 years or so, I've lost a lot of people close to me. And by losing, I mean they didn't just go away, they passed away. And for three of them, it was really unexpected. One person was quite old, so I suppose you can always expect it. But the two others, it was really, really unexpected. And I never got to say goodbye, and or to say how much they meant to me. I mean, they probably knew it, but I really wish I could have talked to them one more time. And yes, at least said, I love you. And yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional. I'm not seeing the question clearly, no. Are you the type to regret your actions a lot? I used to. When I was much younger, it took me a long time to decide to do something. And then when I had finally decided, I would start regretting doing it. But now, with the things that has happened in my life and things like that, I don't regret my actions. If something didn't happen the way it should be, I really do try to see it as just another experience and learn from it. It obviously doesn't happen in just one day, but after a little while, I can see it as something positive. When someone wrongs you, do you usually hold a grudge? Yes, I do. I'm a true Scorpio. If you mess with me, I will hold a grudge, probably until I am in my grave. When you and someone else have a falling out, are you quicker to blame yourself or are you quicker to blame the other person? I haven't had much falling out in my life. I had two big ones, and I do know it was not my fault because we had friends in common, and these two person stopped also talking to my friends. So, yeah. I really can't think of falling out with other people. Are you more of a I don't give a fuck person or more of a I give a lot of fucks person? Unfortunately, I do give a lot of fucks. I do have a lot of empathy, which can be a problem sometimes. Yeah, I give probably too many fucks. Does it take a lot for you to hate someone? Yeah, I suppose if you. The small stuff I don't really care, but if you start going after my family or just being, I don't know, an ass, I suppose. I guess I will hate you, but hate is a very strong word, and there are very, 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 very few people in my life that I do hate. Which do you worry more about, the future or the mistakes of the past? Well, I suppose you could, I suppose the mistakes of the past could influence the way you feel about the future. The past is in the past, really. There is nothing you can change about it, so you do have to move on and try to not think too much about it. But I do worry about the future. Yeah, maybe not on a daily basis. I do worry about a few things, but I won't really discuss this here because it's a bit too personal. But sometimes I do worry about the future. Yeah. How much do you focus on self-care, and should you give yourself more opportunities to heal? I wish I could focus more on self-care, but. Like I've said, I've had some really shitty things happen in the past 5 years, and I had to take care of people. I was the only one in charge, so I had a lot of responsibilities. I still do. So I've learned to sometimes say no and just take a bit of time for myself. Even if it's small things like just taking the time to do my makeup in the morning instead of being there 10 minutes early, or I don't know, watch a movie, listen to a CD, just small things that can help my mind focus on something positive. And yes, I do wish that when this stuff happened, I had time to heal, just time to. Yeah, to stop and just go, I need the time for myself, I need time to refocus on things, but it wasn't possible. And maybe it's better, maybe when some really bad things happen to you, it's better to be busy, and maybe it helps you to go on, I don't know. I'm still standing, so I think I did something right. Is it easy for you to forgive yourself for your own shortcomings? Sometimes I'm pretty harsh on myself, but I try to be kinder with myself also. Is there something about you which you find hard to love? I think, and I do hope it doesn't sound too vain, but I'm 39, and I do think that the person I am today. Is the person, is the right person, is a good person, someone who cares about her friend or family. Yeah, I do think I like the person I've become. There is always room for improvement, that's for sure, but I do like who I am on that level. Like pretty much all women, I do have sometimes a few body issues. So physically, I suppose there are some things that I find hard to love about myself. So physically, I suppose I am very someone who is very body positive. But like I said, there are days where you just don't feel that good about yourself, no matter how body positive you are, and that's not a problem. You can feel down once in a while, as long as the next day you learn to love yourself again and to learn the body you are in, because I do believe that everybody is a good body, and obviously it has supported me while I was going through a lot of things. So there is no need to be harsh on that body, but I guess it's just some things physically, but maybe that I find hard to love. I'm not a fan of my tie, and I suppose the question is more about personality and stuff like that. But yeah, I genuinely like who I am. What is something you love unconditionally about yourself? I think that I always stay true to myself. I'm not easily influenced by people around me, or by the media, or whatever, social media, people on social media. I mean, I've been in that position of being what they like to call an influencer, but I'm not really influenced myself. So yeah, staying true to myself no matter what. Do you know how wonderful you are? Well, most of the time I don't, I suppose. But I have a couple of good friends who remind me daily that I am a good friend. So I do think that sometimes I am wonderful. So thank you very much for that questionnaire, Cat Girl Detective. It can be a bit heavy, but I think it will be interesting to listen and read to everybody's replies. It's a bit deeper than most questionnaire, and it's a really good one. So you enjoy the rest of your day, and I do hope that wherever you are, the weather is much better than in Belgium. And you have a nice weekend too.